כשבלן חלק שטס, פרשת ראי, שיחה א', very גשמק שיחה, and a deep שיחה, and we'll try to explain it and understand it what it is. In the ersten Posit von der Parsha Reo Nech Neusen, Parteich der Targum Unkele, Tiberta, Brocha und Klolo, Birchon und Levotin. Na sei Parteich der Reo, dem Wort Klolo, in der Weiter Dike Psukim. There is three times in the beginning of Parsha Reo, about Klolo. Reo Nech Neusen, Nech Neusen, Brocha und Klolo. Then the Rebbe says, Brocha, if you're going to do what I say, and Chas Visholom Klolo, when you're not going to do. And then it says, when you're coming into Eretz Yisrael, and it's up to us a Brocha, a Grizin, and a Klolo, a Reo. So we have the Targum Unkeles, he's saying Brocho v'Klolo. Brocho is translating Birchon, and it comes to Klolo is Levotin. Levotin means curses. Literally, that's what it means. And also when it says further, v'Klolo alar Eivol, it says Levotayo. Also, the Klolo should be an, they should face Ar Eivol. This is Targum Unkeles. In Targum Yenus Nober is a Targum the word to Klolo in the Tzvei Tzukim. Brocho v'Klolo v'Klolo in Leishishmo. We said before that there's three. In the first two, when it says Reu Nechlesh Vlech Mayim Brocho Klolo, and then it says Veta Klolo Im Lo Tishmeun, in these two, the Targum Yenison is translating it Vechilufo. What's Vechilufo in English? It's changing, exchange.
And the opposite?
Chilufo is not called opposite. Chilufo, replacement, exchange. Yeah. B'machlif, I'm changing this with this. Chilufo. Und an derer sehe ich in Targum Yerushalmi, in zweiten Posuch, he says also, v'chilufei yed. The Rebbe says a very simple question, darf man verstehen? Was ist der Tamashinu zwischen den zwei Targumim in dem Obteich vom Wort Klolo? Why is the Targum Unkele says in the word in literally what it means, Klolo? And they say v'chilufo, it's a exchange, changing.
V'chiluf meant mishtaker.
Change.
Yeah.
I take, right, yeah. Nochmal ist nicht verstandig, die question gets even stronger. Was in dem weiterdicken Posuk, wie sagt Lolo alar Eivol, as we said before, the third time it says, wie sagt Lolo alar Eivol, ist der Targum jenes in Gufe, meschane und parteitsch dem Wort, ach Lolo, nicht befriert bei Chilufo, wo ist der Dumelate Zayo, wie der Targum Unkeles, wie sagt Lolo, and the curse, they should turn around, die Koyanim stay down, there's two mountains, they turn around to our Grisim, to say the Broche, they turn around to our Eivol, and they say the Klolo. So it says, when it says there, v'esaklolo, he says, he doesn't say v'chilufo, he says, umelatetayo, and the curse, you should put on arevo. So it, also we have to understand, why is he changing from these two to this one? Beis, noch is tomoa in Targum Yonis. Now we're going to ask a question, but, so till now we have a very simple. The Rebbe asked a question, why is the difference between Targum Yonis and Targum Yonis and Benaziel? And the other question is, and Targum Yonis and Benaziel, why is he changing himself? Here it calls it v'chilufayo, and if there he calls it, umelatetayo. The same as the Targum Unkeles. Wait, noch ist Tomua, in dem Targum Yenison is a question. Aleph, Klolo is a Musik vein farzi, chilufo bameint an umbeit von afriedigen Ingen oder Zustand. When is there a possibility to say I'm exchanging when the both of them have the same thing? Right? Klolo could be either chas v'sholem, let's start with brocha better. I'm giving a brocha or I'm not giving a brocha. Giving a klolo or not giving a klolo. What does it mean that you change a brocha of a klolo? Each one is a unique thing for itself, and there's no such thing as interchanging. What are you changing here? It doesn't make any sheikh lof chilufo. As we all, as one of the mashmin said, akishmak moshu. If somebody has a tainug in gashmias and you transform it in a tainug of ruchnias, That means exchange. I take Tainuk, instead of Tainuk Gashmi, I make a Tainuk Ruchni. But what does it mean changing? Brocha and Klolo is not a thing that is changing. It's, each one is a unique thing.
Either or.
It's not. It's either a Brocha or nothing, or either a Klolo, but not either a Brocha or Klolo. It's not exchangeable. Doesn't make any sense. Beis, a second question. Chinufo is Shaykh, by Zwei Indyonim, was an Andoshein of Unzweiten. But so far, Baitman Zayum, there's two separate things, and as we said before, there's a thing of Ruchni and Gashmi, both of them have Tainuk, so you could exchange Tainuk to Tainuk. But here was the far Baitman Zayum, that's why you could change it. The Dabma Robman and Lechat Vishn Zir, they have some similarity. But the far is Shaykh Zayum Baitman, aber nicht bei zwei Sachen, weil er gesagt in den ganzen Eipech, einer von zweiten, It doesn't make any sense that you could change him. Aber nicht bei zwei Sachen, weil er dann im ganzen Epoch von Zweiten gebrochen soll. It's almost a little different than the first question, but it's two questions that Rebbe asked on Targum Yenison. What does it mean with Chilufa? What does it mean changing? It doesn't make any sense. And the Rebbe is bringing in a proof, very interesting in the brackets, to understand what does it mean changing. And we make it interesting in the meaning of Chilufa Oishiyois, as does it by Oishiyois, or something between sich, a gemeinsamkeit and a gewissen prat. There is Oishiyois. All of the Oishiyois are called Oishiyois. But still you could not go and say, instead of writing a Aleph, I'm going to write a Vov. I'm sorry. Achof. Instead of Aleph, you're going to write a Chof. It doesn't make any sense. When could you change? When there's some groups of letters that have a Shaykhet between one another. Yeah, so I'm going to see that letters that have a Shaykhet between them, I could change them. Where do we see it? So it brings a beautiful Moslem. Yeah, he's bringing it. He's bringing it later. Yes. But some zwischen der Gemeinsamkeit und einem gewissen Prat. Also there, but so ja, HaKodesh sagt, as voedu bechilufei asvon. What does it mean? We know always, whoever starts, what? I'm sorry. Voedu echot bechilufei asvon. We have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echot. The Chassidus always explained that Yichud Eloi. When it comes to Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloi Lom Voed, so it's voed not in the word echot, so it's Yichud Etatoe. Yichud Eloi means, as we look milemaido lemato, so Aleph Ches Dalet is Aleph is Aluf Shiloilom, Ches Zayin Rikim in Oret, and Dalet Ruchus Hashemayim. Everything is bottled to Echot. That means that we look lemaido is Yesha Amiti, and lemaido is Ayin. The Alter Rebbe says Loilom Avayit Vochon Nitzav Hashemayim Divotu V'Divan Shemtov, that he has to sustain it all the time. It's not a mitzvah, because a thing that you have to sustain all the time is nothing. What Yichud Etatoe? We are fourth Gashmistic person. So we have Yichud Etatoe, we look as we look at it. I feel Gashmi. So if I say Lemato is Yesh, and Lemailo is Ayin. Ayin Chas V'Sholem, not Ayin, that it's not there, as we say before, Ayin in Yichud Eloi. Yichud Etatoe means Lemailo is Ayin, Ayin that we could not grasp it, we could not understand it, we could not comprehend it, that's what it means, Ayin. So the Zohar says that Voed in Echot have the same, we could make it one word. It means it's interchanging. Why? Because we're talking about Yichud Eloi and Yichud Etatoe. And demanded by us, by Aid, that he should always work on himself to reach the level of Chudei Lo, to be bottled at least by davening. There are sometimes that you have to get to Chudei Lo. Now the Rebbe is going to explain it of what the Zohar means. So if them was the Oishes Voed, Obma Shaychet to the Oishes Echot. They have a connection. What's the connection? So the Rebbe is explaining it. The Vov from Voed, Fabaydim Aleph von Echot. The Vov from Voed could change the Aleph. Weil they beide dann von the Oishes Ehevi. There's a group of Oishes that they are called Aleph Hei, Vov Yud, Ehevi. What is the connection between them? So the Rebbe says, three things. Number one, it's Oishes Emshech. Yeah. Oishes Emshech means that if it says Aleph and Hei in Vov and Yud is always Oishes that it's Emshech from before.
Okay.
It's Oishes Emshech from before. You're mixing with another group of If you write bo, it's going to be bo. So oishes emshech, it's emshech to them. That's called oishes emshech. Oishes anoyach. When you write Onoichi, you want to say Onoichi. Yeah? Is there a possibility that the Aleph should not be there? No, if the Aleph is not there, you can say it. Say Nochi. Mashenke, when it comes to Bereshis, if the Aleph is not there, the Aleph is Nelem. That means Oishes Anoyach. Not always you hear him. And then is Oishes Anishime. Oishes Anishime means that it's like Nekudes. Any word that you're going to use, as in this. If you say base with a comet, it's bo. Bo, you hear the Aleph. Or the bo, you hear the A. The same thing is also, when you write, let's say, when you say base with a choilom, it's boy, like there is a vov. So that's what it means. Oishes anashime, always hear the ha, you hear the thing. When you say a base with a chirik, and there's no yud, how do you call it? B. So you hear the yud is there in a way of the oishes anashime. That the three things that they have a connection between these four letters. Right. You say the base, then becomes the yud also there. And the A is there, and the aleph is there. Everything is there. Das kommt euch ist eine Schimme. Und also ihr beide sich euch der Chess von Echot auf Eim vom Wort, weil sie dann von Zug euch ist Ach, Ach. Der ist Eimo ist euch Ape. And anybody would try to say Buma, Baseball Man Pay, with a mouth open, wouldn't be able, no way in the world. Can't say a base without a B. Say that Lanat. You can't say a Dalet or a Lamed, L. Say a Lamed without moving your tongue. You can't. So there is Eimo ist euch Ape. Ach, Ha, Aleph, Ches, Ei. Ayen is from the Goren. That's why we could change this. But it's not from Sugoi, it's Ach, Ah. When we come from Goren. And Dalet Rabotzi. Dalet Rabotzi from Echot, and Dalet Beinuni from Boet. And the Rebbe has to be emphasized that Beit is not a Dalet. The Choyra wouldn't be able to change him because he's a Dalet Rabotzi and he's a small Dalet. But still, they are both the same Dalet, so I could exchange him. So we have Boet and Echot interchanging. Now the Rebbe comes back to the question. I agree, Shai Sefartaj, and the word Klolo, Chilufo, and from what? What are you changing it from? From Brocho. Doesn't make any sense. Oh, he's giving the beer on that. The Rebbe is going to give a beer, then the Rebbe is going to say he's not satisfied with his beer, and then comes the real explanation what it means. Gimel, the beer in them. The Unterschied, the clouds between Targum Unkelis and Targum Yonis, and the Rebbe is going to say, I saw, what's the difference with them? Targum Yonis and Targum Yerushalmi, the state in them, was the Targum Unkelis teaches the Werte of the Pshutah of Mikro, and the Gezelt the Werte of the Yonoi of the Pshutah of Lenin. Targum Unkelis is based and built on translating the Torah. Sometimes he adds on some words, but what? Also a Pshutah Shel Mikro. It doesn't change. If he in Yonah, you have a Pshutah Shel Yonah, but the Targum Yonah of Yerushalmi, he's become a Mekoyim, he's touched on the Shtov, the Nordem Shat, but he's Moishiv Biyo, bringing with Rosh Chazal, he's bringing Dinim, and so weiter. A major difference between Targum Yonah Ben Aziel and Targum Unkeles. Targum Unkeles is literally to explain the word, what is klolo? Levotim. So we have mamish literally translating. And the river is unkeles. But it's mufares if it's pastus haksuvim. Metagim dem vod veklolo ulevotim. Alpi met roshe chazal it's a soba nish glatik. We just said that the targum yonis ben asiyel and targum yerushalmi. They go in deeper and they have drash and they have aloche. So for them they could not translate klolo levotim. Why can they do it? Bal da posik zog dem loshen. Und neuch in neuch in lebtechem ayoim. Also es kommt von Neuversten. Werta, according to Drash, comes a very, very, very big question. Is the command of Teitschen as der Oiverster? Is Neusein, die Gemorre zet vachol an Neusein, bein Jove Neusein. Git a Zach, was is der Eipech von Toivu Brocha als Levotin. How could it be the Reitschers and give curses? Es ist doch verstandig, als ein Ra Jöret Melemalo, brings them from, string from what is it, 14? Bereshit Rab is a medrash, and also a posik in Eicho, mipi el yoy loy teitzeo rois. So when they're talking about translation of the words, Torah says klolo, Targum Unkeles has to say levoti. When it comes to Targum Yonis Benazil, that is drash, in medrash becomes a beautiful question. How could you say it? My time, that's why comes Targum Yonis, and he's explaining as klolo domain, chilufo, the umbait from brocho, the exchange of brocho. To say, so how could it be? We learned before, how could it be that you change klolo and brocho? To say, that was it's worth an inyan from klolo, is it's nish mitzadem o noichin noisein. No, mitzadem mekabl. Duch dem was the mekabl, ishloike de boye, leato di broche, eida ze kumt on la mekabl, iba gebitten duch mainza mekabl von broche, oiv klolo. Endlich, wenn mainza mekabl von tishmel mitzis habay lekeche, brengt dem o noichin noisein brocho. The Rebishter is giving. I don't know what it is. If you do good, it's a brocho. If you do not good, God forbid, then it's a klolo. That's what the Targum Yonis Ben Aziel means, interchanging. It's not interchanging from klolo to brocho. You, with your avoider, how you behave yourself, brings you with your avoider as you do, you could change it. Change what the Rebbe Shah gives you, you could change it into this. It's not changing klolo and brocho because it's not something that is interchangeable. You get your avoided, that's what you do. That's what the Rebbe is explaining. That's why Targum Yonis Ben Aziel calls it the chilufo. You get your avoided changing it. In the Vayta Dikim Posik of Avoy Shteit, now we're going to answer one of the questions. Now, two questions are going to go down right away. One question, what's the difference between Unkeles and Yonis Ben Aziel as Rebbe, the first question. Second question was, why when it comes to the third time, the Oyo Kisovei Elorit Venusato Saklolo Alar Evol, so even Targum Yonis Ben Aziel says, Melatetayo, why do you use now klolo? So the Rebbe says in the Baita Tikkun Posuk of the Rishet Venustato HaKlolo Alar Eivor, that the Koyanim are standing down and they turn around to that and they give the Klolo, it doesn't say Re'on Noichim Noichim Lifnechem. Who is giving it? The Koyanim. So there you could say Levotayim. So there's no question, how could it be Milemailo should come down Ra? Is Oichio Yisim Metargim Kipshuto Umelatetayo and the curse. So the Choyer is a ganze Geschmack of answer, but the Rebbe says I'm not satisfied completely. Dalet, she says, but no chals nish glatik. Wie kann man sagen, dass der Chilufe Klolo ist eine Sache, was kommt nicht von Eibischen? She's telling me now that you are doing it, you are changing it, everything is from the Eibischer. How could it be it's not? A Sache, was kommt nicht von Eibischen? No, das wäre durch und mit Kabel. Beis, von Emschach HaPosik. When you learn the Posik literally, you must say that it comes from the Eibischer. It's not my action changes it. The Rebster changes it. The Rebster gives it. If the Rebster gives it again, how does it transform? How do you change from Brocho to Klolo? Anoichin Noisen Lefnechem Mayim Brocho uKlolo is fort move on. As the Werter on Noichin Noisen, Batsit sich Oich zum Bort uKlolo. Befrat as it steht Bevova Moisiv uKlolo. So both of them are coming from the Eibischer. If it's coming from the Eibischer, how could he say the Chilufo? How could it be in exchange? Is the Biur Bose. Klolo see in a Targum from Toiro, from Loshen HaKodesh, from Loshen HaRami, why is there a Bichlal the Targum? Because we need it for the Eden. It's gekommen zu Golos v'shibut von Eden. When the Eden went to Golos, and they live in other places, if everybody would have lived in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't need English. You don't need Arabic. You don't need all these languages. Because of Golos, and the Rebbe Shem also talk about the Shbuch of Yisrael, Shepiz Ron Lebein Umois, in every nation there is Eden, every language, Italian, French, whatever, any language there is. That's why it came Targum for this Eden. If you come into the Golos Vishibot from Eden, it's machma the Matze, what we've geschaffen, the Neutigkeit, so we target that because of the situation, we had to translate. And the Friedrich Rebbe was the first one. When he came to America, that he started translating things in English and everything. In the Vashidin Eleshoinus, we need von Ayinumus. But in them Gufe, in this idea of translating for the Eden, when they are in Golos, seine Verhand zwei Eupfane, wie die Syrah Golos werden gesehen und nicht getouched. Now the Rebbe is going to come and make the difference between Targum Unkeles and Targum Yonis and Benziel. Depends where we're talking about. If you're talking about Chutz Loretz or you're talking about Eretz Yisrael. And how, listen to these words, very important in the Sikha. Two ways how to look at Golus and Yisurim and how it's being translated. This is the two key words in this idea. How we perceive it. How we look at it. Al Targum Unkeles, the Targum from Bovel. Yeah? The Targum Bovel. Der Mokem an Golus wird erhellen, wer ist das Betoike, wie der Rebbe bringt dann, Regi Moritz an Edern, und Machschakim und Yeshivani, der Talmudo של Bobel. Ich muss jetzt mit Machschakim, jetzt habe ich kein Kiptiker Golus. Während die Yisurim aufgenommen, wie sie sehen, euch mit Pashtus, an ihnen von Lebot in Klolo. Now we understand, bei Targum Unkeles, not only because he's translating the words, but we're talking about as Targum came to help out the Eden that they are in Golus, Targum Unkeles is for the Eden in Bobel, so he has to do it as it is, because it's such a choyshech that he has to perceive and he has to take it as Levoti. Al Targum Yonis and Yerushalmi, was this an Targumim from Eretz Yisrael, was dot is Nishtoa Zayelem Vesam Tzad HaGolus. Obviously, Eretz Yisrael, Moilim Lezot Zashchinim Mekosh Lemarovi, you get Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaKodesh, still today it's called Eretz HaKodesh, there's Gdusha there, there's everything there. Was dot is Nisht Azayelem Vesam Tzad HaGolus. I think the Rebbe used it or people used it to tell about the Rebbe why he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael, because if he goes, he wouldn't be able to go out from Eretz Yisrael. There's a loch, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's a Mokem Kodesh today also. Huh? The Rebbe said it. So, yeah. Obviously, the Rebbe used for each one the Terev that he needed. Then Targum in Eretz Yisrael, was dort ist nicht der Elem, wer ist am Zad HaGolus, der hat sich mehr begolu, die Pnimius von der Sach. When you look there, when you look at Golus, when you look at Yisurim, you look at a completely different way as you look at it in Bobel. Mati moich lanal, as a roif ma targum is alpim et roshi chazal, was an imigal et pnimis et teresh v'ksat. Now we have both of them. Targum Unkeles is translating the word, that's why it says Levotin. Number two, because it's in Bovel, by Targum Yerushalmi, in Targum Yenis Menuziel, is both things. Number one, et in Eretz Yisrael, and so there's more Gdusha there, more Gilui, and number two, because they bring also et roshi chazal. According to Medrash, it's different. Und afar teitschen sei ois, as Yisur ha-Golo zanim behemes chilufe al derech hanal ha-chiluf und zwei zachmo zanim von ein Zug. Now we'll understand, how could it be chilufe? How could it be that there's an interchange? You're changing one thing to another and they're from one Zug. How could it be that they're from one Zug? The Rebbe is going to explain you. Weil nur der Oifman schochas ha-broche wird gebeten, aber die Kavone ve-tachus u-pnimius ist toivu-broche. Where is the Rebbe that gives toivu-broche? What happens if somebody has doesn't behave, doesn't do what the Rebbe wants? So this is being interchanged into the opposite. It's still brocho. Your behavior changes that to klolo. That's what the Rebbe said. In kavone, the Rebbe gives that is only brocho. Without avoider, without not avoider, without doing not what's supposed to be, it changes to not good. But there's mashenema. Here we have clear apostic. This is the proof. It says vayamcho. What's vayamcho in English? In Yiddish, I know they get panicked. What's in English?
Paint.
Huh?
He paints you.
He paints you. Yes, vayarevecho. He starved you. Why? Because Yasher is no, Hashem alekecho meyasreko. Kedeyes of Zayin v'shomatos mitzvot avay lekecho gemer v'vivecho l'eretz tov gemer. What is the idea of vayamcho vayarevecho? Because Yasher is no. When a father should let a child grow up as he wants, this is going to be growing up an animal on 2 feet. Literally, it's a konus nefoshes. If you give him everything that he wants when he's a child. So when he's meyaser, he wants him to go in the good way. Same thing is here also. Kedeyes of Zayin v'shomatos mitzvot avay lekecho. מביאך על ארץ טויבו, בגדי איתן זול נזדח איכוון, ומקבל זין דגילויים נעלים ודגולה. So what's the idea of klolo? What's the idea of Yisurim? What's the idea of golus? The idea is not this. The idea is brocho. The idea is that you should come to the highest level of brocho. Und da sagt man, Trebe brings down in Aure 26, והשבו ישראל לבובכו, ושבת הדבר אלי ככו, and in prosecutest it says, נוסעתי לפונך הברוכו והכלולו, and it says, ובוחרתו בחיים, למען תחיה אתו בזרחו, that's what the Rebbe wants. This is what the Rebbe gives. Und da sagt man bei Loshen Targum, why is it saying it in Loshen Targum, nicht in Loshen HaKodesh? In Loshen HaKodesh, when we read, the Chumash, it says, Zohon Neich, Neich, Elif Neich, Embrocho, Klolo. Why that came in Targum, we saying it? Was in Pashtus is the Matorah von jeder Targum. Also ich pshute ihr um, was verstehen ist kein Loshen HaKodesh, sondern kennen, verstehen in Yoni Torah. It's done not for the Talmidei Chachomim, it's done more for the pshute ihr um. They read the real definition of the Kolo Brocha, they don't know what it means. So the Targum, they learn Targum. What does the Targum tell them? Birchon Levotin. When it comes to a different, when it comes to Targum Yodism and Zir, that is based on Medresh and Aloche and Dinim, and also he has to translate it in a different way. What is he translating it? Translating it in a completely different way, that it's still Chilufo. It's Broches, but it's Chilufo as it comes down here. To say that I'm a Pnimi from Kolo Begolus. So man nicht nur zu Talmide Chachomim, was ich sehe, der Golis nicht gepoilt auf so viel, not telling it only to him. Nur euch habe ich zu Pschute ja, und wenn man der Elm der Esther hat gewirkt, also ich stark, also ihr müsst noch ankommen zum Targum, nicht schieben loschen, euch seht, wenn wir Galer im Teuch und immer von Klolo wie Zura Golis. This is the idea of Targum, and that's why Targum, Jönes und Benazir, is translating it in a way of the Chilufe that we should know. Remember, even Pshute Yom should know, what is the idea of Chilufe? Yes, there is Chilufe, because the idea is Brocho, and the source is brocho, everything is brocho. But when it comes down, it's two, the same thing, it's changing, but it's still, Pnimis HaKavon is still brocho. The source is by Atcholos HaParsha, V'kitzo Toichno, the sage them in Zog Klolosin, Avodit Toichno V'tachlisho. Now we'll understand also what is the difference between the beginning and further. The Rebbe is going to explain it in a different way, why the Targum Yenis Benazir, when it comes to the third time, when the Satus HaKlolo, he says Melatetayo, he doesn't say that it's Chilufo, in a deeper union, as I said before. Before he said, because here it says Reo Neuch, Reo Neuch, Reo Neuch, and the Rebbe Shter, could not be Klolo. And when it says, Satus HaKlolo ala Reivol, it's the Koyanim. That's why I said it. Now it's going to give a deeper Gishmaker union in them. Dos also the Atcholos HaParsha, V'kitzo Toichno, when we say the two times at the beginning, Reo Neuch, 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 wenn man sagt klolos in aber jetzt sagt mit tachlis dem mal sagt mit dem tachlis in der kavon nimmt nicht klol we have to tell the eden remember it says reo nech nech im lechem klolo brocho u klolo right away learn ta dem yenes mit dem zeden sieht das ist nach klolo hat beschollen it's something that the rabbi shtar is giving brocho what it's in a way that you should do tshuve and do what you have to do so that right could be chiluf it could be changed ich schaß mir also bei der rabbi mit poje the second, the third time when it says, "Vo yekivei Hashem elokecha leoret asherat boshom al rishto," v'nosat es haklol al ha-reivol, yeah, al ha-reivol, is begdei tshubavir kunduch nemen, the b'nefesh ha-bamez v'yetzirore, and you come into Eretz Yisrael, and you start, not like a midbar, you have man, and you have beiro shel Miriam, and you have everything, the clouds are cleaning you, and everything, we come and you have to do, we said 2 weeks ago, how many melochis, 11 or 13 melochis to get a piece of bread? I think we came to 11, huh? 11, some people say 13, 11 is the sorry. 11 melochas have to go to get a piece of bread. In a midbar, if you are tzaddik, if you are a righteous person, you stick out your hand from the door, it comes in your hand, you don't have to bend down even. That's what it says. If you're not so nice, you have to bend down a little, or you have to bend down all the way. And now you're coming here, you have to do 11 melochas. Then you come here, you have to start dealing with the Yetzirore. He's been great to Babir, and Duchna, and the Menev Shabbam is Yetzirore. For the Duchna, and those are patches, keep shooter. That's the Targum Yenis, when the Zil says, no, no, here I can tell you that it's Chilufo. Here's Melatetayo. Why? But no, if them oifim came in by Ashton, Yetzirore, Kamai Marazal, Lolim Yagzov, and Tzadigmor, it says in Brochas, that you always have to be upset and scream at the Yetzirore. Don't go with them with Duchna saying this died in the Enchikas. Don't go with them with silk gloves. You can't go with silk gloves. You have to
White gloves.
Yeah, go. You have to be tough. Well, so that's why he says, remember, kiviyach Hashem el oretz and start the avodah there, midin of Shabbat yetzer oretz, that you're going to know that it is in a way of melatetayo. Oishei. The time was the Torah is doctor, the klolov was a noichim, meishil lefneichem, is a iyim from chilufe, is nishno mede akavone, to falaichter in the avodah of midin, or dos is eich negiatz in metmein. The choyer, we could have learned, the white the rabbis that tell us, in Targum Yenis and Benziel, when it says in Posik Reo Nechnesh Lotem Brocho Klolo, so Klolo means Chilufayet, not Chas V'Sholem HaKlolo, it says to make us easier to avoid it. God forbid we see Goles, we see Yeshurim, we shouldn't get discouraged, we shouldn't get disillusioned. Remember that the Rebbe is giving it with a reason. The Rebbe says no. Not only this, there's a deeper reason in it, and this is what comes now, a much deeper reason in the idea of what it means, the Chilufo. The Abiyo Bote, the Bitnimi Yishenyon, ובאקדם, ובאקדם, פריפס, אז לא יפשוטה של מיקרון, אז לא יפשוטה מפורש מטרש רבה, תוגייטו נויכן, לא יציין אופה קודש בורו. תראה בפרינס על נאור סרי, את אינטרגו ביינוסן, יסד, ראו נויכן, לא יציין לפניכם היום, גודל מויש רבנו, סזר. ותראה בסס יהיה בגלל קודם תודי מטרש, את המטרש שד, את אלתר רבי לקוטה תראה, זה ראו נויכן גודל על נאי בשטר. לכוי רשת זה שיילה, ובאלת, אז נויכן, לא יציין איך אפון שי מויש, ונפיל אפון נויש בקויט שקלושן הזויה, אז בוסידוס, אחדוס פשוטו, Anoichi, Misha, Anoichi, the Lord Ramis, the Lord Bishumois, the Lord Bishumkois. There's Yutke, Wokkei, there's Yutke, there's Elohim, there's Elohimkeinu, there is Smokois, there's Shakai, there's seven names, seven shames of the Rebbe. Then comes Anoichi, that it's Aya from that, Lord Ramis, Lord Beois, and Afilin Mishnakois. This is Achdus Apshuto. So the Rebbe is asking, Tovi, Shaykh to Zogna, from Achdus Apshuto, so come on, Oich, the Zweite Reuvam, Shoche from Klolo Chilufo. The choyre from the Eibishter, from Atzmos, could come only, the Balthas Achdus, should be able to come one thing, only Brocho. I could admit that there should be Chilufo. Is there any in them, Alder, Hamavua, Mokem Acher? Rebbe brings down Mokem Acher, in Teres Chaim from Mital Rebbe, and there is Mitzzerot Tzemach Tzedek, and the Rebbe Rashab in Mimoda Tzemach Beis, and in Eter, and also the Friedrich Rebbe, in Bosch Ligan in Topshin Yud. And in Lukut Yishichis Felik Tess, also Arichus about this in here. Is there any in them, Alder, Hamavua, Mokem Acher? As MS Pshitus, Zog Zicharoi Zavke in Ischalkus. When do you see Pshitus? When there is Ischalkus. What's the lesson there? If you tell that the Rebishter is only Koyche Bebilti Val Gvul, yeah, you magbil him. Yeah. The Rebishter can, you want to make the Rebishter so big that he's only Bilti Val Gvul. That's magbil him. Achdus HaPshuto is Zavke could have all kinds of things. Because Etzem HaPoshet Vat Nisgale in Ribui Kavin, if Ratas is an offering, Das Gup ist der Echer, als er ist nicht mit Zuyer und Mugder. If he would have been mit Zuyer und Mugder, it would have been only one way. Because it's not mit Zuyer, because it's Achdus Pshuto, that's why he has all these things. Das Gup ist der Echer, als er ist nicht mit Zuyer und Mugder, is not mit Zuyer and is not limited, or whatever word to say. Mugder is limited. Yeah? Categorized, yeah. On kein is kein in kein shum tsu over there so no is possible but also pshitus was the river seine farim euch die kavim rabim wochen that's why because is achdus pshuto kavim rabim is not a menir is not something that he could not do the val das achdus pshuto von der neue gewerten is gale kav yochul darf geht durch dem kav auf rechelo so we established now that there is chilufe there is a thing that if it comes down and we do something not good it gets changed into something yesurim it gets changed into golus what does it show us It shows us that it comes from Achdus HaPshuto. So it's even higher than a brocho that comes down in a regular brocho. Come to us as a mshocha selikus lemato. Dur dem kav, to the kav of chilufo, is kav yochu, echer und tifer with a mshocha in a noifu from brocho betoy begolu. Brocho betoy begolu, it could come even from somebody that is metzuyer umugder. Because the Rebbe is not metzuyer umugder, he has such a high level that would come down in a way of chilufo. So it's much higher this year. The Rebbe is going to explain it more about the idea of what Golus is and what Yisurim is. For those is Mati Midem was the Alta Rebbe is Mevayah. Besignun Acher, also in Tanya Perik Chavov, as Pnimi Yisina Yisurim, is Pnimas Toiv from Alma Deiskatsia. If somebody has Yisurim, it's Toiv from Alma Deiskatsia. von Jutke von Shem Avaye, Jutke.
Aber das ist der Iskarke.
Wie seht das nicht? Okay. Was ist der von Toiv Agolui? Shem Avaye, Jutke ist higher than Vovke. So Vovke ist ich sage immer Gluim. Das ist Chodim Sheinam Gluim. Das sind Chassodim am Mechusim, was kennen nicht der Rob kommen bei Eufen von Chesed Golui. Also es kam dann, it's such a high level, we're going to learn later with a few proofs that we see it more tangible, but it means that it could not come down in chesed, and it comes down in a way of chilufa. Those who say that the word primis when they were to state, es asher yehe avavaye yechiach. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, es asher yehe avavaye yechiach. It's contradicting. Yehe avavaye and yechiach. אז הרינים פון יאה ובאיה, די גרויסה אהבה ונקירו, מיוחד פון אייבשטן, ואת נמשך אין הנויבן, פון יחיח. אין לבד לטרנסלט יחיח? ריביוק. ריביוק, כן. חסודים נסתורים, פון חסד בגולוי, יש חיצויניוס החסד, as you said in the previous page. חסד בגולוי, יש חיצויניוס החסד בובקי, מה שאין כבר, it comes down in this way, it's a, so we have to learn from it, it's an amazing שיחה to learn, it's very hard to internalize and do it to come to a conclusion and see that something that Rebbe makes the golus. It's not Chas V'Shalom a curse. It's not Chas V'Shalom not something not good. It's to bring us to the highest level that we could come. As Rebbe is going to explain later, there's three ways of looking at it. Beautiful, three ways as to look at it. If you take it with Simcha, then the Rebbe takes it away. And there's three ways how to look at it. And the second thing is to do tshuva. And the third thing is it's an issue. As we're going to learn later in the sikhe, what this idea of somebody who has problems, has issurim, has the things, how to look at it. As you said at the beginning, and I said to remember these words, that this depends how we look at golus and how we receive it, how we take it. Aber kdei azoi chodib roches and chasodim nailim, so kumen lidei gilui, mizol beini boso zena to zane chasodim, so zog dem vosidin veisun anakenen az the issurim zane chasodim mechusim, how could you change it? Here is the formula. How do you change it that you become chsodim gluim? You have to recognize that the yisurim zene chsodim mechusim. Das kommen von dem Oibersten. Und what happens then? If ruft a rois by the rois zu sein, smeichim bi yisurim, the alter Rebbe Sloshen, quotation from the alter Rebbe. If they are smeichim bi yisurim, they are chudem nizgale, the pnimi yisurim shoyresh from them, oich ift. As Hashem is in atoiv, and it's going to be megule. So here in the Sikha the Rebbe says that the idea of Golus, the idea of Yisurim, is to be poshet smeichim be Yisurim, be happy with it. Don't, Chas V'Shalom, complain today, Bishter, don't, Latris, the word of them. Chas V'Shalom, not to be upset with Bishter. That's probably the word. The Zalmanov, you have a translation? Latris means to, what are you doing, Rebbe Nishlelem? Chas V'Shalom to say such a thing. Okay, so this is what the Rebbe says here in the Sikhe. Now the Rebbe is writing here, really good, the Sikhe is really Kalev, although it's not in the Sikhe, but I think it's very important and we're going to learn it and learn it inside and give you the translation from it. The Rebbe says, Pashas Bechukoisa is the idea, Bechukoisa and Kesovo is the Teucheche. So the Rebbe speaks here about this. The Rebbe says in three places, I'm going to read it only in English to save time. In three places in Tanya, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining the Eitze, the no? The solution to Yisuri. One time in beginning of Tanya, and two times in the Geres HaKodesh. In beginning of Tanya, in Tanya itself, in Perik Chavod, it says the Eitze to Yisurim is to be lekabel b'simcha, exactly what we learn in the Sikha now, right? But we just learned in the last paragraph, that if you smeichim b'yisurim, this is what is going to take it away. Right? Now the Rebbe says, was duch dem v'ter zoich zayin, but interesting, that in this Sikha we have to look up when the Rebbe said this and when the Rebbe said this. Because in this Sikha, the Rebbe is saying, tzop shin tzayin, the Rebbe is saying, that when the toiv, if you smeichim b'yisurim, the toiv is going to come, the Moshiach comes. Mashenken in this Sikha here, the Rebbe innovated, the smeichim b'yisurim, v'ter duch dem nizgale, the pnimus and shoresh in them oich, each, you get it right away. Okay, this is one. Das ist doch aber an Indien, was man da warten los. So this is a chisorim. It's lacking something. You be smechim be yisurim. When am I going to say the simche? The Moshiach is going to come? It's not enough. The Rebbe says in Igeres HaKodesh in one place, Igeres HaKodesh simech of beis, the Alter Rebbe gives another advice. Lefashpesh b'maasov. sit down and think that a big, big king, one of the biggest kings that there is taking his child that he made in his diaper, and he's wiping him, he's cleaning him. And there's a posik in Yeshayah, im rochatz abaye soyaz noitzi, and the Rebishter is literally washing off the soye from noitzi. Why is it? Because the Rebishter loves us. The Rebishter loves them like a melech, loves his kid. He doesn't want him to lay in the diaper, so he cleans it. That's what the Rebishter gives us the Yisurim to clean us. Then when you are awakening the Akamayim upon him, that the Rebishter is doing it from love, then through that, it comes the Ave Megula, it's going to be revealed, the real chesed. So what is the advantage here? That it's not going to be le'osid, but you still need something to do. You have to sit down and meditate and come to a conclusion that really I have Yisurim, but the Yisurim the Rebishter gives me, like a melech is washing, in a posik, clear posik, im rochat Hashem es soyaz meitzien, the Rebishter is washing the diapers of the Eden. That's clear that what it means. So the Rebbe says, then comes the third one, that is higher from all the other two. The third one is the highest. What's the third one? Igeret HaKodesh, Simen Yud Aleph. We mentioned at the beginning of the Sikha, there's a Mavdike Igeret HaKodesh. I don't know who could in our generations live with it and learn it. It's a Mavdike. The Laskil Chobino is Mavdike. So the Rebbe says, in Tzveit Not in Igeret HaKodesh, the Rebbe gives another advice. You should remember that anything that you have, Yisurim or Golus, is an Isoye. The Eibishter is testing you if your head, if your heart, is in Gashmi Soilom or not so much. And the Rebbe says, according to this, could be even a small Nisoyen, small Yisurim, and a small Golus. As soon as you come to the realization that it's a Nisoyen, and you withstand it, right away you get the good. You get the Ave Gluya. So we have the three things that the Rebbe is saying, how we could have it. But here in the Sikha, the Rebbe speaks only about this. And then in the Emshech of the Sikha, also important to bring down, it's going to help us more to understand the idea, what it means, as Rabbi Yankov said before, that it's not true. That it's chesodim, chesodim come from such a high place, it's chesodim amechusim, because we don't see it. No, it comes from such a level that when it's being nisgale, it's nisgale in a way that it's way above regular chesodim. Where do we see it? Rabbi brings down a Gemore, I think a Gemore Moed Kotten. Gemore Moed Kotten tells a story that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai sent his son, probably Rabbi Lozor. He sent them to two chachomim. The Rabbi Shimon told them, they are gdoile Yisrael, they are gdoile chachomim. Please go to them and ask him for a broche. I heard it from the Rebbe by himself. The Rebbe mentioned it a lot of times when he spoke about Golus, about Rusland, and they can go out in the previous years. So the Rebbe says he sent it to Rabbi Yochanan ben Amsai and Rabbi Yudah ben Geri. He came to them and he said, my father, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, sent me to you to get a broche. And they gave him broches, both of them. And he started crying. He said, well, what's going on here? They told him, you should plant and never be able to harvest. You should never see the new year. You should never see a new year. The boy Mishloim, he came back to his father. His father says, no, what happened? He says, what did you send me to them? Not only did they even give me broches, they made me so much pain. They cursed me so much. So he told them, they blessed you with blessings that it could not come down in a way of giving you blessings. You should plant in harvest. You should live to next year. They gave it to you in such a way to bring it down from such a high level that it can't come down only in this way of a curse. And he explained them what it is. We'll explain only these two things. We're not going to go in all the clothes that he gave him. The broches, the eye broches. He told them, you should plant and never harvest. You should have kids. And God forbid, nobody should die. Everybody should live till 120. That's what it means. You shouldn't harvest. You shouldn't see the new year. So he said, you should live with your wife till 120. Not Chas v'Sholem, the wife should die. Married again. If the wife is married again, it says, Shono Rishoino, Shono Chadosho, you should have a Shono Chadosho with her. No, you shouldn't. You should live with your wife. So we see that everything in these things was such high broches that he gave it on Davke in a way of Chilufo. And one more thing that it doesn't say in the Sikhe, but I think it's important to bring it here, that the story with the Mittal Rebbe, when he was a young man, came Parshas Kisoboi, and he heard the Teicheche, and he fainted, and there was a doubt if he's going to be able from Kisoboi. Till Yom Kippur is quite a few weeks, if he's going to be able to fast Yom Kippur. And they asked him, Rebbe Nishpelem, last year you had the curses, this 2 years ago, what happened this year? Well, you got smarter all of a sudden. So he answered that my father is the Balkoir every year. This year he wasn't here. So my father reads, you don't hear curses, you hear only the highest level of brachas. This year, the Balkoir read it, I got sick. So we have to know how to perceive and how to take it to know that this is the highest level of brachas. So with this is finished the Sikha till here, then the Rebbe goes in to make another limud from the Shivo de Nechemte, the same thing as the idea here, that when it comes on Nabei of Yisurim in Golus, you have to look at it as it's not Chas V'Sholem punishment. There's no such thing of punishment. The Rebbe is not punishing. It's a union of cleaning us up to be able to get the highest level of Chesodim. Al Pi Anal is moving by Yoitza the Shaykhus of Shnepashim et Yira Fere, Berech Medi Aftere, from Shivo de Nechemte. Now we'll understand, according to what it says, Rehe Noich Enoishim Lechem Klolo Brocho, depends how you look at Klolo, depends how you look at Yisurim, depends how you look at Golus. According to this, the Aftoire, that it came out Davke in this Parsha of Re'eh, fits completely with the Parsha, and also we're going to understand the whole idea of the Shivo de Nechemte, the seven Parshas of Nechoma. In the Aftoire is Rezich wegen der Nechoma, wo der Rebishter allein wird rechten die Iden, und in der Neufung von der Neuch und Neuch und Menachemchen. In the, what do we have in the Aftoire? The Rebishter is comforting the Iden after the big Chum. And it says, Zweimal Onoichi. Onoichi, Onoichi, Omenachemchem. This is going to be in the Aftere of Parsha Shoftim. Onoichi, Onoichi is in Parsha Shoftim. It says Aftere is in Parsha Shoftim. 39. Ahore 39. Yeah. Onoichi, Onoichi, Omenachemchem. Soon we're going to see that that's correct in next page. Zweimal Onoichi. The Rebbe says, Mavil. Aecher agilui bibamaten teuro. Wo sie steht, Eimal Onoichi. Und also wird in der Aftoire gerät wegen dem größeren Aspoe, der Rebbe says, one Aftoire, one place in Tanakh that it's mentioned is only in the Shiva den Chemte, the Rav Tov the Beis Yisrael. This is mentioned Aftoire of Nitzobim, from Yeshaya, that is the Novi of the Prophet of Geula. Did not Tov Stam, was man gefind das nicht beschar Aftoire. Only in this Aftoire we want the word the Rav Tov. But the Tam davon ist. Now we're going to come to the reason. In dem Zman von Shiva den Chemte, werden es gale, die Chsodim amechusim, what does it mean? Was einen gewähm behalten in die Gimmel der Puranusse. Wie sie auch vor ihr tun, sie achuben wie Yisuri Agolus und machen es, it's a very hard, very hard words, but we have to walk and also have to internalize it and feel it. Der Chuben auf Beis Amikdosh in Yisuri Agolus, it machen es oizem ha'abe rabbe v'chesed ha'pnimis. It's not, maybe it doesn't fit in here, maybe before, but if a melech takes, if a melech takes in the child was neglected for a few hours and they didn't clean him, and everybody knows when a child lays in it for a little while, then it doesn't go like you take a wipe and you do it. You have to take a washcloth with nice warm water, and sometimes you have to take scrub it. It doesn't go easy. That's what it is. The Yisurim HaGoles and the Chum is machmat oitzem ha'ave rabbe v'chesed ha'pnimius v'lochein. What happens after that? After the Rebbe starts cleaning, is not a poor punishment. He wants you to be clean. What happens after that? For fachti evlom lesosn, shetishi bovye yomtev. That's what happens after that. Okay, let's see inside. Vad rabbe, bechitzoy nir shot es oizgi kuk v'meitzach on puronis. When you look with your naked eyes, you see meitzach, you see puronis. And the roiv tupun shivo de nechemte, what is the shivo de nechemte revealing us? It's revealing us a mavl di kezach. It's revealing us a zoi choder echer atoiv. Kumt lidei gilui. Shivo de nechemte, you get the Nechome and the highest level of the highest level of Toiv, but in the 3 weeks that it was, the lowest level of the Chilufa. That it was what happened in the Tuchubon, the Space Amigdash and everything. And Noir Rotseder, Noiv and Gilu, and the Chsodim is Morumes in the Aftoiris, the Miuchad in the Aftoiris, Pashasein, and Noir Seor Aloy Nechoma. The Rebbe says that the way of the Gilu of the Chsodim, we see also in the sequence of the Seder is in the Aftoiris, that it was Mesuder and a very beautiful thing, as we're going to see inside. The Rebbe brings down the Rav Draham, bring from Medrash, Atam, Laftoiris and the Shiva and Nechemte, the Sidron. The Rav Draham, one of the Rishonim, he brings, what is the Atam of the Aftoiris of Shiva and Nechemte, and the order. What is the order? We start with Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, then go to the Seder, as we're going to learn inside every Aftoire. In the Rashter Aftoire, Zogt, in the Rashter Aftoire, Zog der Rebishter zu den Neviim, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, you comfort my folk. It's not the Rebishter said it, the Rebishter tells the Neviim, they should do it. As they don't trust in them, they should comfort them. As them come their end for Knesset Yisrael, then comes the second of Torah. What's the second of Torah? At Torah Mersin, as Avani Hashem. The Rebishter sends the Neviim to comfort me. I want you to comfort me. As Azan Nechomet of the Neviim, is by Zay Keilu, as Avani Hashem. Such a comfort from the Neviim, I don't want it. It's like you let go of us. You send me somebody to comfort me, it's not good enough. They will not the Nechomez or come and need of the Neviim. They don't want the comfort from the Neviim. No, from the Moibashten Ale. And besides the Neviim, give me the Moibashten. In the dritter of Teure, there comes the third of Teure and it says, This is our Torah, yeah? Ani yosoyaro lo inuchomo. They did not come for that. They're not happy with that. Doctor, then the Reibishter, now comes the fourth of Torah next week. Onoichi onoichu menachemchem. The Reibishter is accepting their complaint, and he is comforting them. As an empty on the Yotviye, uner alein treise. And behem shechloze, what comes after that? Comes the fifth and the sixth of Torah. Roni akoro lo yolodo, and then comes kumi yoyri kivu oirech. What does that in the Chomes? Because the Reibishter alein zokzid. So from onoichi onoichu menachemchem is everything the Reibishter himself. And the Reib entered Knesset Israel, now comes the Eden answer. The first of Torah is Nacham Unacham Edin Nevim. Second is Anir Yisrael Aloinu Chomo. Then comes Onoichi Onoichi. And then by the seventh, the Eden are responding. What are they responding? So it's also Be'avaye. Because you are comforting me, so I'm happy with what? Not with Nevim, with you yourself. As if, Nochdem with the Reibishter Alein, Treisei, Roni Akoro, Unkumi Oiri, is, what is Roni Akoro? Simply it means Roni Akoro that somebody doesn't have kids, the Rebbe gives them kids. So Roni, be happy. And Kumi Oiri, stand up, there's the light coming. So it's, then happens, so it's just in Bavaye, Togel Nafshi Belekai, so Oi Bishter, the Asmoi, this is what it comes. So what happens after the Shloshe de Puranuse, comes Shiva de Nechemta that we reach Asmus Oir in Sof. It's not Chesed Megule. Comes down the chesed that it's nistor in such a high level that we have so it's just in Babaye, Davke with the Eibishter with Asm Salein and not with Shemes or Noichi, Abaye, Mitalekim. All this is great, but we have a Noichi, we have Asm Salein Sof. It's the Choyer not verstanding. The Rebbe has a beautiful question. Now, Gishmak me answer, and with this we finish the Sikha. The Rebbe Shtar is doch Yedea Koin, the Yedea Silos. The Rebbe Shtar knows everything and he knows whatever is going to happen. Oder doch noch hat Rille gewusst, dass in der Chome durch den Nevim wird nicht ins Kabel werden bei Iden und er allein wird sie menachen sein. Einfach, was hat mit seiner Chome gewahrt, ich habe Jochel bis Iden und komme mit der Teine, also so wann er bei Iden. What is going on here? Dreh ich dann nur, dass Iden are not going to be happy with that. So why did he send the Nevim and then Iden said we're not happy and then he gave it. Der hat Rille gewusst to them, because you know they're not going to be happy. What is all this Schlepperei? Why are you doing it? Now, Pianal, according to what we just learned, let's move on. Bald, das ist der Mann, was kommt noch der Jiride Gdöle bei Jesu bei Tishibov. When it comes, the 3 weeks, and comes Tisha B'Av, that we could look at it, Chas V'Sholem as punishment. We could look at it as terrible things. Can the river Zayin, as Zidin, so they're bad genug in them, with the Nechomet of the Nevim. Such a terrible time, Anobi comes and comes for them and says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, they're going to accept it. We should not have the Nechomet be keflying. They say, Nachamu, Nachamu. Maybe they're going to take it. But them all meant that Zidin nemen on the Puronies, also in his Veklolo La'atmu, Chas V'Sholem. This is the Nekudeh. If the Eden are going to accept Nacham and Nachamam from the Nevi'im, what does it show? It shows that there was such a low time, and Tisha B'Av was such a terrible time, that means it's Mamish a curse, that the Rebbe Shah didn't like him, that the Rebbe Shah did it just to despise him, the Rebbe Shah made him pain in everything. So the Rebbe Shah says, no, 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 I want to see what your response is going to be. If you're going to be happy with that, it shows me that you didn't understand what's going on. If you're not going to be happy, then I'm going to see that you really understand that Tisha B'Av is not Chas V'Sholem Ma'oinesh, Tisha B'Av is not Chas V'Sholem Ma'yiride, it's to clean you up and to bring you to the highest level of Anoich Anoich Menachemchem, and until it comes, so it's just Ba'abai. That's what the Rebbe says here. Because the Rebbe is Masik Nechomet Sanavim, and as in their Poron is Gufa, is Fabog, and Chesed Nal, was Kumpf and Amersh. The Rebbe wanted to see if they understood, if they're going to make a mistake and say, okay, we are happy with the Nechomet of the Nevim because we got punished. It was a punishment. In a punishment, a novice is enough. Balt, aber as noch dine chome for the Nevim. It was a test. Balt, as noch dine chome for the Nevim, tiny needn. As a bani, a bai, what is terrible shyness. They don't say we're not happy that the Nevim comfort us. They say, no, as a bani, a bai, the Rebbe shall let go of us. We're not happy with that. This is not what we want. Is nicht, as nicht nur in them is dos, for they nicht maspik. Not only it's not enough for them. No, noch mehr, as a bani, Hashem, God let go of us. Hashem shrechon, the Rebbe shall forget about us. Das ist aber weiß. What does it show to the Eibishter? That's what the Eibishter wanted to hear. That's why he went all this sequence. Das ist aber weiß, dass ihnen weißen und fühlen, als die Pony ist wie Ribe, ist noch Chilufo. It's not Chas V'Sholem, Eibish, it's not a punishment. Als die Eibishter sind sehr Chassodim am Mechusim, und der Fahrt teinen sie benegea der Nechomo, alle der Nevim, that's why they're complaining. This is what the Eibishter waited for. Nicht, das ist der Gilui, nimm ist der Kabone von Golus. This is not what the Rebbe wants with Golus, that Anovi should come and comfort you. The Rebbe wants you to understand that the Golus is to clean you and prepare you to the highest level of Chasodim till Sois Osis, the Abaye with the Eibishter himself, and not with Shemes, not with other things. From them, Goyd Lapuronius is Mucha Chazor Zayne Chasodim, Naalim Beyoiser. Azelech Chasodim Unechomes, those can come and know from the Moibos Nale. That's why they didn't want to have it from the Nevim. Und der Korb idee Gupe ruft auch euch dem Gilui. As we learned before, that the Rebbe brought down the three things, one Tanya and two Gerus HaKodesh. One of the Gerus HaKodesh is that the Korb idee Gupe, this itself, that you know that ruft auch euch dem Gilui, the Reubishter, is masking with their Taine, the actor is agreeing with their complaint. As the Nechome of the Nevi'im is nicht maspik, it's not enough the Nechome, because it's not punishment. And he is so arloy Nechome. And now Baruch Hu alein zog, to noich anoich menachem. Until the Rebster himself says, I, anoich anoich, I'm going to comfort you. Bis wir es wird sein, bishleimus in der Gula, amit es war Shleimo, wo es dann wird mit dem begolui, und bei ihnen Bosso, bichasodim, von Neubersten, es kann be in a way, betoiv, anire, ve anigle.